Bordertown, USA, human smuggler arrested with migrants in Florida Panhandle. By Bob Price on April 29, 2022. Florida Highway Patrol arrested an alleged human smuggler after finding three migrants being transported from Houston, Texas, to Key Largo. Officials say cases like this are on the rise. It's, unfortunately, becoming a regular occurrence for us to run across either victims or smugglers, or the actual combination of both on our roadways. FHP Criminal Interdiction Unit Trooper Jake Moore told WJHG during an April 25 interview. Since December 2021, we've made five stops that have resulted in seven human smuggling arrests and over 22 bodies or people saved from being trafficked into the state of Florida alone. Florida troopers executed a traffic stop on a white Toyota Corolla in Santa Rosa County for an infraction along Interstate 10 eastbound on April 20, according to a WARE ABC3 report. During the investigation, troopers determined three passengers in the vehicle were in the U.S. illegally and were allegedly being smuggled from Houston to Key Largo. The troopers arrested the driver, 30-year-old Fermin Mortaya Manzan, and transported him to the Santa Rosa County Jail where he is charged with three state counts of human smuggling, the report states. The suspected human smuggler allegedly confessed to troopers he had been paid to smuggle the three illegal aliens into the U.S. for work, WJHG reported. Troopers turned the case over to U.S. Border Patrol agents and the Department of Homeland Security for further investigation for possible federal charges. Florida officials told WJHG that smugglers are not just people from the border, but are people from all over who are traveling to move people across state lines. On April 3, Florida troopers stopped a woman driving a silver Ford Explorer A the same mile marker on Interstate 10 in Santa Rosa County. An investigation identified two passengers as migrants illegally present in the United States, WARE reported. These migrants were also being smuggled from Texas, this time to Clearwater, Florida. The troopers arrested 29-year-old Jessica Lemus Fuentes and transported her to the Santa Rosa County Jail. Troopers also turned this case over to DHS for investigation. Florida troopers asked for help in identifying victims of human trafficking and smuggling. Trooper Moore said, "Just look for something that's out of place. You could be at a gas station and notice people who aren't free to leave a vehicle, or just something out of the ordinary." Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.